Not all the blood of peace on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay its hand on that dear head divine. As penitently here I stand, confessing guilt is mine. My soul looks back to see the burden you did bear when hanging on the cursed tree. I know my guilt was there. Believing, we rejoice to see the curse removed. We bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing his leading love.
Page 136, Divine Service 1, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The rich among the people will seek your favor. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. My heart is overflowing with a good thing. I recite my composition concerning the King. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The rich among the people will seek your favor. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. We implore you, O Lord, pour your grace into our hearts, that as we have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of an angel, so by his cross and passion we may be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Annunciation of our Lord is from the 7th chapter of Isaiah. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you. The epistle is from the 4th chapter of Galatians. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. This is the word of the Lord. We stand. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. So the king will greatly desire your beauty. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn of the day is your insert sheet. Praise we the Lord this day. Praise we the Lord this day so long foretold, whose promise shone with cheering ray on waiting saints of old. The prophet gave the sign for faithful men to read,
A virgin born of David's line shall bear the promise seed. Ask not how this should be, but worship and adore, like her whom God's own majesty came down to shadow o'er. She meekly bowed her head to hear the gracious word. Mary, the pure and lowly maid, the favored of the Lord. Blessed shall be her name in all the church on earth, through whom that wondrous mercy came, the incarnate Savior's birth. Jesus, the Virgin Son, we praise thee and adore, who art with God the Father one, and Spirit evermore. Amen.
Our sermon text is from Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It wasn't long after the creation of man and woman that the ancient serpent came to Eve during the springtime while she was still a virgin. The devil brought an announcement of death, though he presented his word as, well, being enlightening and even life-giving. The message was taken to heart and believed. And so by that demonic announcement and the appearance of the... And so original sin then was conceived in her, and through her it came to all mankind. Now it was in the later part of the day, after things had cooled down, that God brought to Adam and Eve the message that promised a Savior would be born to the woman. And it's on the basis of God's promise that mankind had been waiting for the second announcement and the appearance of the male child, the one who would crush the head of the serpent. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, it was that glorious fulfillment of God's first word of gospel. You see, John the Baptist was conceived in the fall, around September. He was 6 months along, as we find out later from Gabriel. Therefore, we know that this heavenly announcement happened in the springtime, probably right about March 25th. The day of Christmas really has nothing to do with winter solstice or anything like that. It occurs 9 months after today's Annunciation. What happens? Well, Mary, who is also described in the New Testament as the second Eve, received the angelic announcement which every godly young girl hoped to hear. Mary was still a virgin and yet betrothed to be married to Joseph. When she asked about the meaning of this Annunciation, Gabriel gives her the instructions that the child will come from the Holy Spirit and not from the seed of her future husband. And thus she is blessed with the divine gift of God's own Son growing in her womb. Through this Blessed Virgin Mary, we receive the birth of a child who will take up our burden and will carry it for us. He will take up our cross and he will bear it himself. He will provide us with the antidote to death and he will give us life. And through faith in this promised child, a new man, is conceived within us. We become dearly children of God. We have a new spirit placed within us. This is the beginning of that new promise. Well, we need to examine a couple of the things, a couple of the phrases that are uttered by Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But before we do, let's jump back to Judges chapter 6. The Midianites were oppressing the Israelites, the nation of Israel. Yes, they had turned away from God, of course. And so, for a period of 7 years, they are oppressing Israel and coming in and taking their fields, the fruit of their fields, and this. When the Israelites confessed their sins and cried out to God for mercy, He would always send them a prophet and a judge to bring them the truth that would deliver them. And so, in Judges chapter 6, 11 through 12, it says, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which is in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed the wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him," that would be to Gideon, "and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.'" You see, the angel Gabriel, when he spoke to Mary, didn't make up the phrase, "The Lord is with you." No. It's been said before, and maybe it was that same angel himself, Gabriel. He said, "The Lord is with you." He took that angelic announcement from, well, the word spoken to Gideon. Gideon's annunciation was of great significance because Gideon, as the angel would later say, "Go in this might of yours and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites." In this annunciation to Mary, it lets us know that the coming child, who is the Lord within her, the Lord who is with her, is to be another mighty man of valor. For exceeding the work of Gideon, Jesus is not just going to save the Israelites from the Midianites. He's going to save his people from their sins. If the devil was true, strong, and overcame mere flesh and blood, then this announcement is of good news. The angel Gabriel says, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. For just as Mary, as for Mary, the announcement of the Holy One born in her is a cause for rejoicing, so also when we hear this good news, we rejoice as well that Mary's son will set us free. With faith, we trust in those words." It was a word of promise. And if the angel called her blessed, well then fine, we will call her blessed as well. Now, although we will not carry our Savior in our room, we know that this mighty man of valor will be with us. Isaiah 7, verse 14, says it this way, and it's not long after today's Old Testament. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel." Yeah, our Jesus is Emmanuel, translated God with us. We too have a mighty man of valor. He is our Savior Jesus, and he goes with us. He is no mere man like Gideon, but he is true God and true man. Our Jesus, the virgin son, fights our battles and gives us the victory, and the Lord is with us. There's one more phrase I want to take a look at from the Annunciation. We'll examine. In Luke 1, 32 to 33, the angel says he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.
no end.
The reign of the serpent began in the Garden of Eden, but it will come to an end. He has been defeated by God's Son in the wilderness of temptations. Our Lord, at the end of that, sent him away. He was defeated by our crucified Savior so that we were set free. It is finished, he said. And even now he stands condemned, though he is prowling around for but a short time. In contrast to that, we know that the reign of Mary's mighty man of valor will not end. Gabriel says he will reign forever. His kingdom will not end. Once again, Gabriel didn't make that up. The prophet Daniel had already prophesied about a son of man who would defeat the four beasts that were in Daniel's dream. And in a symbolic description of the devil and his forces of evil, there was much boasting going on from the beast and from the horn of the beast about his demonic power and about the devil's kingdom. Therefore, Daniel lets us know that we should not be fooled. They have been stripped of their authority, he says, and they will only live but a period of time. Daniel speaks of their destruction in the blazing fire, and Daniel speaks of Christ's never-ending kingdom. He said, Daniel 7, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. Then all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. So today is a good day to come to church. It's a good day because it is a day of great rejoicing. The Son of Man, this mighty man of valor, who was announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary, has already won our salvation. We live in his everlasting kingdom. We have the Lord with us, and we too are blessed with his forgiveness. Through faith, we have already entered in to an everlasting kingdom which will have no end. Amen. May the peace of God, may the peace of God which passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, who didst gladden the heart of our first parents by the promise of a Savior, and by the mouth of thy holy angel Gabriel did announce to the humble Virgin Mary the fulfillment of thy promise. We thank thee for sending thine only begotten Son to assume our human nature in the sacred mystery of the Incarnation, that by his immaculate conception and his sinless birth, he might atone for our impurity and sin, and by taking upon him the form of a servant, make us to be rulers with him in heaven. We praise and bless thee for thy great mercy, and we pray thee thou wouldst teach us to believe firmly and trust implicitly in the merits and intercession of thy dear Son, and to look to thy wisdom, goodness, and infinite power for help, deliverance in every time of need. Grant that our sinful nature may be cleansed and purified by thy holy incarnation of thy Son and the effectual working of thy Holy Spirit. Renew us into his image, that we may live under him in his kingdom, a holy people, zealous of good works. Make us ready witnesses of thy salvation and bless thy word, that thy kingdom may be enlarged, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And bless us and all men until, in the kingdom of thy glory, we shall praise and magnify thee, world without end. Amen. I will wash my hands in innocence and so go about your altar. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Lord, as you humbly partook of our human flesh from the Blessed Virgin Mary, grant that we who discern your body and blood in this sacrament might partake of your blessings of forgiveness and life for the restoration of our flesh. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. Blessed is the womb of the Virgin Mary, which bore the Son of the Eternal Father. Let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Having received, O Lord, these helps to our salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that we may be continually protected and defended from all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.